This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformers news and reviews, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 502. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, I have the headmaster himself, Don Ferguson.
Hey, everybody.
I have Chris.
Hello.
Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Diecast.
Hello.
Rob Clay.
Hi.
And John DeLuna. And he's not there.
Eventually. Eventually.
He may be playing Street Fighter V and not paying attention.
Maybe.
He's like semi-studio audience sometimes, so.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he leaves us insightful comments in the Skype chat a lot of the time. I know that's not really good for, like, broadcast, but,
yeah,
you know, it helps us out sometimes.
Do you remember, like, on the T-Formers podcast years ago?
Yeah, they would sometimes let guests sit in the Skype conversation on mute.
Yeah, I would never, ever, ever allow that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you trust the people that you invite on to stay quiet the whole time... Like, I could probably do that with select people with superhero time if somebody actually wanted to listen to that. but, like, yeah, in general purpose, no, I would not trust that someone would stay quiet through the entire show no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, with the right people, it can work out, and it's kind of an interesting thing to do, I guess.
Yeah. So this is episode 502, which means we recently had our 500th episode, which just happened to be, because we timed it out that way, our 2016 year in review. We actually did time. We literally skipped a week just so that would work.
Although, I mean, the skipping kind of worked out anyway because we got like a cool RFC extra out of it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Go back and listen. We recapped the entire year. It's what we do every single year. We make sure
3.5 hours.
Yeah, 3.5 hours of great material. Actually, okay. I went in and I did some editing. It's I think it's closer to 3 hours.
Oh yeah, that's so much better.
Don,
closer to 3 hours, not below 3 hours, just closer to 3 hours.
Yeah, edge of your seat entertainment, folks. You won't find anything else like it online.
No, you will not. Let's actually change up things a little bit this week. Let's jump to this week in history. In 1984, on January 19th, XV was inflicted upon an unsuspecting world.
Oh yes, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Dun, dun.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And you're only 33.
Thank you, Headmaster Kogami.
I still think of you as like 14.
15. You knew me when I was 15.
Yeah.
That was such a good year for Transformers, and then that happened.
Actually, I happened before the Transformers, because the Transformers didn't come until like August.
It was still 1984.
Didn't the comics start like in February?
Or maybe March.
Something like that.
Basically, the cartoon was in the fall, though, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, you're Diacris.
Diacris.
Yes.
Or Microcris.
Diacris. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Diaclone roots were already there, so.
And I have more interesting colors that way, too.
This is true. But did you have anything to share?
Yes, I have lots of things to share because a lot of people shared with me this year, and I'm really grateful for that. So I have a small list of thanks to give out. I'm going to start with... Rob got me a Tokyo changer from Tokyuger.
I thought that was a trap from Ghostbusters.
Oh, because of the stripes on the side.
Kind of looks like it.
No, this is way better.
Well, I mean, it kind of has the mousetrap thing going on with the bar that flips down. And also, my friend Misty on Twitter got me the Ichigan Buster from GoBusters, which is the DSLR camera that turns into a gun.
That is awesome.
You can take high-quality pictures of the people you're murdering.
Nice.
But, you know, 2 Sentai toys I've won for a long time and couldn't make myself actually just sit down and buy. So I'm really happy to have both of these. Then I ended up getting almost the entire range of Mega Bloks Star Trek collector's series. So my friend Kane on Twitter got me the Guardian of Forever Away Mission Pack. And our buddy Jason Kirk got me the Day of the Dove set, which also happens to be one of my favorite episodes of the original series. Kilby! You got me the transporter, which came today. That's really that is great because along with Matt springing for the bridge set, it means I have all of the like normal sets. I don't have any of the ships, but I'm not really interested in getting those. So I've got like the whole collection now. Matt's extravagant present was on the condition basically of a superhero time on the Power Rangers theatrical movie coming up. Damn you.
I consider it a bribe as well as a birthday present. It is pulling double duty.
I almost called it blackmail when I thanked you on Twitter the other day.
Hey, so...
Because it kind of feels like that. But thanks so much, everybody who has sent me stuff off of my Amazon wish list. I really appreciate it. My birthday week at this point has been going great so far. Thank you so much.
So I just want to point out that when I saw that come across on Twitter, because you shared your wish list, and I'll be honest with you, about half the time when friends I see share their wish list, I'm like, oh, let me look at it. And about half the time, I'm like, okay, I'll order that. So, people should do that more often because you get what you ask for.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first year that I ever felt like, you know, okay, let's give this a try. Cause I mean, I don't really get a lot of stuff on my birthday just cause there's not a lot of people who know what to get me. And I figure, you know, the greasy wheel gets squeaked.
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome. Also awesome, this week in 1987.
I knew you'd like this one.
Yes. This is new to me. The Strategy Guide, Mystery of Convoy, is published in Japan. Strategy Guide.
It was made in the form of a manga, if I remember correctly.
Does it, like...
Did it help any?
It's like a snuff comic, is what it sounds like.
No, that's the story page that comes with Alternity Ultra Magnus, which tells the story of Mystery of Convoy and describes it as a game of death and sadness or something.
Wait, which Ultra Magnus does that come with?
Alternity.
Okay, yeah,
it's the all white version of the Optimus Prime Alternity figure.
Death and suffering. That's how they describe the scenario.
As long as that is. Oh yeah, I have more than that in my PayPal account. I can justify that. It's $34.
And the alternative convoy mold is actually fairly nice.
It is.
It's a little bit to the alternator side of complexity, which is slightly troubling, being that it's more of a deluxe scale toy. But it's not like Grimlock bad or anything.
Yeah. I will say this, the Magnus is kind of blah. There's, you know, Magnus.
It's Magnus.
Yeah, but
if you don't have any other versions of that mold, it'll be fine.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's just, yeah, if you were going to get, if you didn't want it for any other reason, the Nemesis version or the regular Prime Red version is a much better looking mold than as far as your deco and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope I'm remembering the right toy that story page came with.
I'm going to double check before I commit. I mean, it's like, it looks like crap, but the Mystery of Convoy. So that's pretty awesome. And that one I did off memory. Let me go back to the show notes now. 2007, the 44. Thank you. Chris did show notes. Like he does most weeks. So
I had a lot of time to kill this morning.
Yeah. The 41st show in the Kiss Players radio drama series airs in Japan on the Transformers Kiss Play. Transformers New Center program.
41 episodes of
that. Damn.
I don't even think that was the last one.
That's a lot of weirdness.
I think that might have run for a year.
Arg.
That's a lot of weirdness.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weirdness.
But it's only audio weirdness. It's, you know, there wasn't pictures to go along with all of it.
Dang.
So, I mean, well, no, that's a saving grace, I think.
Let's see here. Did anybody get anything new this week?
Yes.
You did, yeah.
Chris, did you get anything shipped? Okay.
Shipped?
I was worried it never got there.
Oh yeah, actually I forgot to put that in the stack of stuff for what I got. So this actually came Thursday last week. It is my first ever Wacky Colors test shot.
Thank you, I saw that. That's awesome. Yes.
Yeah,
if that was released in those colors as like a G2 version, I would buy that, because I love those colors.
It would be an interesting like thought experiment to figure out what kind of paint to put on this to turn it into like a complete coherent deco. Fortunately, I cannot be bothered to do such things. But yeah, I'm really happy to have a test shot for one thing, and of one of my favorite molds out of the last at least 5 years.
Yeah,
I really love this Fall of Cybertron Seeker mold. So it's really cool to have something like special in the collection like that. So also today, while I was out tooling around for pre-birthday fun, I stopped by a comic book store in Nashville, and they just happened to have Mastermind Creations Spartan complete in box for $100.
Ooh, nice.
How much does it get for normally?
Totally worth it.
Well, it's sold out everywhere. I mean, all the retailers are sold out.
It retails for like $80 or something.
It's been sold out.
$85. If you look on eBay, when they come up, they always go for over $100 before shipping.
That's nice.
So I researched into this a bit before I actually committed to it, and I feel like I got a pretty good deal on it, actually.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's super nice.
Congratulations.
I'm also quite happy with the other thing I got today, which was a bottle of Mountain Dew Livewire.
Hey,
it's orange.
Okay, so you can get that all over the place here, but
gas stations.
Yeah, Kim wanted me to ask. Can you still get the Sunkissed Cherry Limeade there?
I would have to look. That is not something that is normally on my list of things that I drink, so I don't really pay attention.
If anybody out there who's listening can get Cherry Limeade from Sunkissed specifically, shoot me an email, brian@tfradio.net, because I'm looking for a source of that soda. The wife loves that stuff.
That's like me and the RC-10.
Yeah.
You know.
What a weird tangent to go off on.
Anything else, Chris?
Nothing comes to mind. Those are the important things: the test shot, Spartan, and the Mountain Dew.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
I just got one. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Don.
Go ahead. Okay, I just got one thing.
Don.
No, nice.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yep. Go to Generai.
Why is he still in the box, Don?
Yeah, he needs to be removed.
I'll probably do that tomorrow when I'm off. I just didn't get around to it today. I took Massey out for a 2-hour walk, and that just kind of...
You need to get a treadmill and just put the cat on that.
Cat sleeps on my treadmill.
He'd run on it.
Cat-sized hamster ball.
Knowing him, he would pee on it because I gave him the box Jenner I came in with bubble wrap so he could lay down in it so it would crinkle, and then he peed in it.
Good. He's just saying my box.
What else?
That's all I got, though.
All right. I got Platinum Edition Unicron.
Oh, nice.
Now, you had some comments about that before.
Oh, he is a source of great frustration and rage.
What is it?
I finally got his little chest cannon to stay closed. The locking mechanism is the worst thing I have ever seen on a toy. I will probably never touch it again after I set it down here.
Yeah, it's okay. After you use it once, it kind of... Like, you lose a little of the novelty with it.
Yeah. I also got my E-Hobbycom Vobat.
You like it?
I do like him. One thing about the mold, though, is the little hole right there in front of his face for, I guess, a flight stand.
Yeah.
On Mind Wipe, it's not so bad because that's in plastic, but on ConvoBat, it's blue, and it's really hard to not notice.
Ah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I liked Mind Wipe, so he's... super nice, and he's got swords, and that's a plus. And while I was at my comic book shop today, I just happened to look over and saw
Space Case.
Nice.
Oh.
So I was like, yeah, I'm not leaving without that.
any day you can add a Cyberjet to your collection is always a good thing.
I already have Space Case, but I couldn't leave the carded one sitting in the comic book shop any longer.
All of my Cyberjets started out as carded Cyberjets until I freed them because they had to be freed.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's not many figures in the past that always made me happier than to get another Cyberjet. I love Cyberjets.
I love them too.
Wonderful. So, like, when I was in Chattanooga last month, Hey Mickey took me to a little secondhand toy store down there. They had a carded Air Raid up on the wall for like $20, I think.
Yeah.
I came so close to buying it, but I stopped myself because I knew, okay, it's $20 because it's on sealed card, and as soon as I get home, I'm going to open it. I could go on eBay and get a loose one for $5 and have the same result. So I did leave that behind, but I love Matt's enthusiasm toward the Cyberjet.
This was about $9.
See, that's a lot better. If that Air Raid had been $9, I would have gone home with it.
I'm pretty sure, it was the 90s, so I'm certain I did pay more. I was going to say I probably paid more than in 1998, but of course I did because everything cost more then.
Yeah. Unless you got it from KB Toys, in which case it was $3 for $5.
Yeah. The only thing about the Air Raid mold is you've got that weird backpack turns on the jet, and if it gets caught in a bind, it pops off, and it's really hard to get back on because you're kind of at an angle. That's the only bad thing about that Air Raid mold.
Yeah, but on the whole, I mean, I love the Cyber Jets. They're just such great little toys for the year they were designed.
Yeah.
They basically shaped everything that came after them.
Yeah, really.
In one regard or another.
Diecast, what did you get?
I got the greatest Galvatron ever.
I need that. I need to get that.
He is really nice, and he's selling out. At the Chosen Prime, he's already sold out. Big Bad Toy Store didn't even get him yet. But I'm assuming he's going to be one of those figures that is going to disappear really quickly and is going to skyrocket in price because he is absolutely flawless. I mean,
you don't think Fans Toys would do a second run of that if they sell out fast?
In G2 colors?
The problem is they have so many figures on the production slated for production. They could do second run.
It wouldn't
run.
Be immediate, but like...
Yeah, so, I think it's going to be like Quake Wave, where they didn't do a second run for like 3 or 4 years.
Either that, or like they are already planning and just have not solicited yet, like a comics and toy accurate Galvatron version.
I like when they did the Dinobots and they redid them in G2 colors, I wish they would do something like that, but just make up G2 colors for Galvatron.
What would Galvatron's G2 colors be?
He'd be orange. He'd be.
I would complain about that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Diecast. Like I said in the pre-show, I have the DX9 Tyrant. I got it again, Dynanomics. I got a good deal on it, and I like it. Other than some transformation issues, I can't quite work around yet. You had Tyrant, didn't you?
Or you messed with one?
Yeah, both. What is the fundamental difference for people out there? Between Tyrant and Sovereign, as far as one versus the other?
I love DX9 stuff. I mean, but to me, and I like Tyrant, but to me, this is better in every way possible. I can't think of anything that Tyrant did that this doesn't do better.
I'm looking at Big Bad Toy Store, and Tyrant's $165, Sovereign still pre-order is $155, but they still have it as pre-order.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
I assume Chosen Prime got theirs early because they're close to the West Coast.
Could be. But yeah, Chosen Prime's already sold out. Now, I told a couple people on Twitter or on YouTube that were looking for it. You know, they're making an account with Chosen Prime. And I said, you know, just contact them and see if, you know, maybe they only got half of their shipment, initially. And maybe they're going to get another shipment of it. I don't know. But... he is, like I said, he's really impressive. He feels like 50 or 60% diecast, and that's not a bad thing because he still has, you know, a ton of ratchet joints and transformation and you know, everything just feels more masterpiece than a Takara Tomy masterpiece.
Interesting.
Big words.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I'm like, a lot of people aren't going to like them saying that, but that's how I feel. So, in the same respect, I cannot say the same about Lupus.
Aww.
I got him at the same time, and he's a very simplified transformation, and he feels a little rushed. I still like him. He's got a good heft to him. He's just not, like, I was on a Galvatron high, and then taking Lupus out of the box, I was kind of like, the best thing about him is the thing I like the most is the head, that you can rotate the middle of the neck so you can get his head to tilt in any direction you want. You can get it going up, down, left, right. So I like that. I think it's neat.
That's nice.
But everything else about this figure just feels like they were just like, we don't need to fix anything on this. We'll just let it go out.
Who made that?
Fans Toys.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
amazing.
Is...
It's amazing. Diecast is actually panning a Fans Toys project.
I still don't. I still like it. It's just. I was.
You don't like it very much,
yeah,
though.
It's not bad. It's disappointing.
Yeah, it's not what I would expect, especially after opening Sovereign.
Yeah, dang it. I need that Sovereign. Yeah. I just got noticed that my. It's not. What is the Make Toys Jazz called again?
Downbeat.
Downbeat. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I just got to notice that shipping soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I'm tempted to get that one to be my jazz in my collection.
Is it Fans Toys is doing another one? I think I saw a photo of that today. It looked nice.
They're also doing a Trailbreaker, which looks pretty good.
Oh, God.
I've looked at Ocular Max, and I've looked at the
Bad Cube
version. And I just really don't like either version. Looking at the Bad Cube transformation is absolutely just
painful,
nightmarishly hard.
I haven't gone investigating, but I have not heard good reports about the MMC Trailbreaker.
Yeah, so I'm hoping the Fans Toy version will be a good product because I want a good Trailbreaker.
I'll just wait for a good official Trailbreaker, I guess.
And then this is...
probably sooner than we'll get an official Jazz, honestly.
Yeah, that's why I just jumped on Jazz. And what else did I cast?
This is the surprise I said Brian would like. This was out of the Talbot stack.
The Thomas the Tank Engine Combiner!
The Tank Train Combiner. Oh. So this is actually for Brian and Noah.
That's awesome!
Yeah, that'll come down when we go to Jolanna.
Sweet.
I'll bring that down.
I can hear Paladins tell cuter jokes now.
And then I also got from Taobao two Transformers coins. One's gold, one's silver. But they were cheap and they look pretty nice. They're in cases right now. But I don't know. I just like this neat little stuff that we'll never see here. And then, of course, the shirt, which also came from overseas via Taobao.
It's probably lined with lead.
Yes. I'm probably going to turn green.
Yeah. The good thing is Superman won't be able to find you then.
That's awesome. Yeah, but thank you, Diecast. That's awesome. Noah will love that.
Yeah, no problem.
That's great. Anybody else get anything?
Yes.
Rob.
I got Hot Rod and Trigger Happy this week.
Jealous.
Yay.
They are both very nice Hot Rod. I think Chris had said in his review that Hot Rod is larger than you would expect. And yes, he is significantly taller than I was expecting him to be. Really nice figure. Really, really happy with that. And Trigger Happy is as good as they say. It's fun to transform. It's nicely articulated. It's just fun to mess with. So, you know, I'm really happy. I got the two best things out of that wave, and I am very pleased with both of them.
And you also own Twinferno, don't you?
No.
Although you got Highbrow of the last wave. That was the thing that I didn't recommend you get that you ended up getting.
Yeah.
Things run together in my head. You got to give me a break.
But I understand.
I'll be honest, though. I kind of like Breakaway. You know, it's kind of blah, but I still like it. It's a nice interpretation.
It's still old, so go ahead.
Yeah, I saw a custom somebody did combining the head from Breakaway with the movie Breakaway from the Cybertron Hotshot mold, and I kind of want to try that. I just don't have either of those things, so probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Cool, that's awesome. John, you said you got something? And he's
another match in Street Fighter V.
Who, what?
You said you got something?
You broke up. Skype broke up. Skype broke. How about that?
Sure.
No.
Yeah,
I think it's a believable answer.
Yeah, I got like probably one of three final shipments ever from Fum Pub. So I got the Only Human Fellas, Rodimus and RC, and then the Ninja Force crossover box.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, John, did the RC wind up looking any better in the final production than what she looked like on screen?
Give me 2 seconds. Let me look at her face. Give me 2 seconds.
Looking at the face. Okay.
No.
Back to you, Don.
Okay.
I mean, what do you want? Like, do you want, let me see, let me describe it. She's a little asymmetrical and not in a good way.
I'll just wait for your Twitter pictures. I'm sure you'll probably toss some up before too long.
These aren't like brand new off the
She's got a real intense face.
Ooh, like, Don, you might like.
Yeah, you might like it.
That's all John gets is off the presses.
I'm going to live tweet during the show an up-close picture of RC's face.
Well, you just you don't have to kill yourself. Just whenever you put pictures up, I'll take a look at them.
I mean, I'm not really putting myself out to do a tweet.
You do, John. I expect you to kill yourself tweeting.
I don't want you to interrupt your Street Fighter V. There are priorities.
What a cheap shot. Hey, during the show, though, I am looking at all sorts of bizarre Transformers prototypes, so maybe I'll tweet that.
Tweet them out and jump in and just interrupt whatever we're talking about, because I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So while I'm thinking about Twitter, Diecast, let's do some Instagram tests later on, if you're free.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll actually
throw some pictures of Sovereign up.
I noticed I sent the review to Instagram, I think. I don't know if it actually worked or not.
Okay, we'll figure it out. So the only thing, I didn't get anything Transformers related. I got my Figuarts K2SO. I honestly ordered this the day before Christmas, and I just got it. I picked the slow shipping, and I will never do that again.
What was it, HLJ?
Yeah. I didn't realize I picked the slow shipping. I'm like, where's my tracking? Where's my info? What? Huh? And no.
I mean, I'm sure you, like, in all seriousness, I'm sure it didn't hurt you that much to go 3 weeks without your Figuarts.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I actually...
I love express shipping, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Just sometimes it's like, yeah, I'm fine with the slow shipping. I can wait.
If it was a Transformer, it'd be different. But he's nice. I like it. I have to say, for the first time yesterday, I can't believe it took this long for me to accidentally call him H2SO4. I'm like, Kim, I got my H2SO4. Wait, that's sulfuric acid. I got my K2SO. So, yeah.
I wish you hadn't explained what it was and just, you know, waited to see who actually understood why that was funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny. It's funny as a, you know, science nerd joke.
Yeah, but that's all I got. I guess let's go ahead and jump into the news, unless John has something to interrupt us with. Any breaking items on eBay from the Space Bridge?
He's John DeLuna with the eBay buzz.
John, this is John DeLuna with the eBay buzz. That would be awesome.
He hung up on us.
he did hang up on us. Damn you, Skype. Well, heck, while we're looking, actually, no, this isn't the Space Bridge. I'll go to it. This is a prototype of, I guess it's King Poseidon, or...
That's what the auction seems to say, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, though, and without any documentation, I would have no idea. I'm assuming it's not Piranicon. It could
be. There's probably date stamps on the items that tie it to being later.
It's probably God Neptune, if I had to guess, honestly.
That would be more my suspicion. That seems more likely to be out there.
From just having that available, but $435. I'll skip.
It's zero bids.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, there's a buyer for everything. In the right time and place, I could even be interested in something like that. I'm not, but I could be.
Not for $435.
Again, in the right time and place. Yeah. This is neither of those.
Yeah. Okay, let's
see. I remember at Shardicon, the one dealer had the test shot of Armada Tidal Wave in box for like $425, and I'm telling you, if I had $425 extra dollars that weekend, I would have been coming home with a test shot Tidal Wave.
Oh yeah, that's right. Crap.
Yeah.
I did take pictures of it though. Dealer was super nice about that.
Forgot about that. Okay, so last week on the show we were speculating as to what this new MP38 Optimus Primal is going to be.
We took option B, apparently.
Yeah, it's the toy version.
Yeah.
So, does anyone need this after we got the...
I like it.
Well, on one level, I like this because, you know, I have the original Optimus Primal toy. I actually think I have, like, three of them now. But, I'm into that because it represents a really cool balance of the old gimmick play of Transformers with the new superposable thing. You know, that transition that was happening in the mid-90s. At the same time, though, I really don't like how the toy colors map to the beast mode on this masterpiece.
That
gorilla face looks completely wrong.
It would never go into beast mode.
No.
I do like, though, that it comes with the mutant head and mask form.
Yes. And it comes standard with the mace. And yes. it's a longer handle than the one that came in the banana box.
I don't know.
Because it looked different to me. I mean, it comes with the mace as a standard accessory, which I think is also important.
I love the robot mood in this. I adore it, but
it looks really nice.
I will probably skip.
Yeah.
Probably.
If Art Fire wasn't coming up, I would be kind of tempted by this, but I think the one we've got originally is more than fine.
Yeah, there's the mutant head in mask form. It's really cool.
Those are nice things, but at the end of the day, Like, if I'm going to put down the money for this masterpiece, which is more expensive than the typical masterpiece size for size, I'm going to go for the cartoon-looking one because that's something different than anything I have already.
Yeah, and honestly, with all this Beast Wars, like, this coming out, it makes me feel really old because there are people on Facebook and everywhere asking all these Beast Wars questions. Like, but this just came out 2 months ago. Wait, no. No, it didn't. That was like 18 years ago.
I think it's a little weird that this one got its own masterpiece number.
It is weird.
It's essentially the same color. I mean, I realize that most of the ones that get like the little add-on qualifier letter or whatever are show exclusives, but you, especially this close together, there's what was the primal that just came out? What number was that?
32.
Yeah, maybe 32.
Yeah. It's like a little weird that they're doing the same character just in a different deco that close together, and they're both numbered.
I'm pretty sure I was talking about this last time. Like, they're probably considering this to be a separate character from the one in the Beast Wars cartoon, because going through the toy bios, and even they might be considering the Optimus Primal that shows up in Beast Wars 2 to be a separate individual from the other one, but that's it. It is weird, like you say. If it's the same character, show exclusive or not, it probably should have had a sub numbering, not a completely new number. So there's got to be a little bit more going on with the background of it than what we can know right now.
If somehow they made it where this was an earlier form of Super Primal Prime or something.
Or even just going with the the U.S. Beast Wars first year tech spec stuff where it's implied that it's Optimus Prime as a monkey.
Yeah, Optimus is a truck, not a stupid monkey.
I mean, I've always been into the idea from those bios that at some point, yes, Optimus Prime just becomes essentially King Kong.
That's awesome. God, I really love MP32 and I really love Optimus Primal. And I love the robot mode, but I'm just not going to pull the trigger. I'll live without it. Of course, in 6 months, I'll be like, why didn't I get it?
No, I think in 6 months, you'll probably be able to get pretty easily.
Yeah, they'll be readily available.
Also, I have the sneaking suspicion that in the event Hasbro were to release the Masterpiece Optimus Primal mold here, the Deca would probably be similar to this anyway, so you'd probably have a chance that way.
Actually, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, That'll be another good Toys R Us exclusive for the holidays, if nothing else.
I actually kind of wonder if the existence of the Mace accessory and the Mutant Head are not themselves signs of Hasbro being like, hey, can you add these two things so we can sell it this way at some point?
Possible.
Yeah. Could be.
Super Hot Rod GX in the chat said it could be the Robot Masters Primal.
Yeah, that is also a possibility.
So does Robot Masters have its own fiction?
Robot Masters did have fiction. There was at least a couple of really poor quality CG episodes that came on discs with some of the toys.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I believe there was like little mini comics that came packed in with some stuff. There was some supporting fiction, just not anything substantial or heavy on background information.
Robot Masters is this weird Japanese almost generation style thing that I would like to have seen continue.
It ran almost concurrent with our first iteration of Transformers Universe here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it did feel like there was kind of a parallel concept with that. And I kind of liked that both sides of the ocean were doing the same basic thing. At the same time, though, looking back at the new molds they produced for that, aside from things like the little Leo Conti, which is really nice, I'm not so sad that they stopped doing it.
You can get Star Saber and Victory Leo for like $2.
Yeah, Pal's selling a set for like $40.
Or you can get them at like Family Dollar for like $3, right?
I'm just wondering, since Takara is doing this as the immediate successor, does that mean Burning Convoy and the other Japanese versions?
Those could still be show exclusive versions.
Could be.
And those would be good for show exclusive or Takara Tomy Mall or something like that.
And Chris mentioned Universe. We're not going to get a Universe Optimus Primal, but that would be awesome.
That would be great if we did.
Yeah, it'd be great. Okay, so next item we have. So this is from last week. Did this pop up after we record, or we just failed to put it in the show notes?
This came up like an hour later.
Okay, so Transformers The Last Night, Toys R Us exclusive product listings found. Chris, you wrote the story. Tell us about it.
So it's a lot like how they handle Robots in Disguise every year. There's going to be an exclusive assortment of deluxe figures, an exclusive like Cyberverse Legion class, which is probably all going to be repaints and probably not all of molds from this current toy line. But there's also stranger things like Power Cube assortments and an AllSpark starter pack, which I think may be related because if you think about the movies AllSpark, Power Cube would be a really good like marketing way to describe that, wouldn't it? But then you get into the wackier things like the $150 Cybertron Planet playset.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is weird.
As a bonus with all this stuff, somebody found what looks like a listing for a re-release of MP10 Convoy.
Interesting.
At $160.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as the at the rate prices are going up on the Masterpiece stuff when it comes over, yeah, probably so.
I mean, it was about $120 when released. It may have been $100 at first, but they did up the price.
I think the SRP was $120. It started lower in some places and started higher in others because Toys R Us's pricing system is very unfriendly.
Yeah.
And then when Masterpiece Soundwave came out, that was about $160, wasn't it?
$140, maybe, $160, yeah.
Somewhere around there. So, I mean, even that was already starting to bump up a little bit.
But I'm really interested in that Cybertron Planet.
There's also a combiner 5-pack listed for $35, which is kind of worrying. You know, a 5-piece combiner that's selling for $35 at Toys R Us.
Is that a repaint of the Devastator from Revenge of the Fallen?
Well, that would be like 7 pieces. And this also mentions that there is a slug included, which is either going to be part of the combiner or an extra figure to go with it. Possibly meaning there's 6 toys in the package for $35 at Toys R Us.
I wonder if it's like Beast Hunter's Cyberverse Abominus redone as Dinobots.
I'm kind of wondering if it might be something in the general theme of one of the Devastator toys that came out during Revenge of the Fallen, where they turned into separate vehicles, but all combined into the one robot. They didn't have their individual robot mode. So it could still be a 5-piece combining thing, but just it turns from vehicles straight to a big robot.
Like Power Core Combiner?
Kind of, but I'm expecting less good.
Yeah, it may be. Now, this is a shot in the dark, but if it's going to be that cheap and it's going to be 5 pieces, maybe they're looking at reusing the MicroMaster combiner molds in a set.
So one of the things that has come up from the movie publicity releases is that there are going to be mini Dinobots in the movie in some capacity. My first thinking with the mention of Slug specifically in there is possibly it's going to be like some kind of Slug core figure that comes with 4 little mini Dinobots with no robot modes, but it works like the Power Core Combiner, Dinobot Combiner.
Could they charge $35 for Dino Pope at this point?
Oh, Toys R Us can charge $35 for anything.
That's true. Because, Dino Pope could make an okay Slug.
Hey, yeah. So, hey, breaking news, John. Going to John's stuff. John in our Skype chat is still sharing things he's finding on eBay, and he has found the Kenner Toy Fair dealer catalog, which I really want this from 1990. And
how much is it selling for?
$50.
And that's doable.
Yeah, it's doable. And in it has the real Ghostbuster stuff, and it has a planogram in it. For those of you who don't know what a planogram is, retail stores, it's basically instructions on how to lay out a shelf.
Yeah.
If you ever go to Walmart and then you call it a modular because you live in your own fancy little world.
But it's awesome. And this kind of makes me want like collections of toy planograms from the 80s and 90s. I would love to see a collection of those. It's amazing.
Dude, that'd be so awesome, like to have a KB Toy Store like Christmas planogram from
John, having worked for K&K and KB, the planograms really were not that specific. It just said action figures,
it would be interesting to have at least one example of just for proof of that.
Yeah,
right. Now that you say that, my memories of KB probably align with that.
Yeah.
It was like third world toy store. It was just chaos.
It was mild, yeah, mild.
God, I miss it. Chaos. I miss it so much.
It was throw it anywhere it fits.
No, diecast, that's Kmart. I understand how you get the two confused, but there is a difference.
I worked at KB too.
Oh, you did? That's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but did you work for K&K?
No, I did not work for K&K.
I did.
My first experience was selling Star Wars Episode I figures before the movie came out, and we had a stand in front of the mall, in front of the movie theater, because the movie theater was attached to the mall. So for about 2-3 months we were there, and the only thing we sold was Darth Maul figures, and that was it. And then the movie came out.
It's the only decent thing that came out of that movie. So
yeah, we sold a little bit of figures for maybe a month, and then I moved into the regular store because they closed the kiosk down.
So Obi-Wan is awesome. I like how they used him in episodes 4, 5, and 6.
when I was at K&K, I was there when Turtles started.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Don.
You open a case and you stood back and prayed.
I remember being those kids who would go and pull crap like that right out of the box with Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
No, we did. Like, we literally opened a box in the floor or on a table and just stood back because you couldn't get them on the shelf.
And see, like, it shows my specific age range where for me, that was Power Rangers, and I was the kid at the time when that was going on.
Heck, I'm the kid like that right now when it's a new wave of Transformers. but there's not
the like mobbing clamor for a new case of Transformers like there was originally for Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers in 1993.
If you're there with Triplett, there is.
Okay, but me or you could easily put Triplett on his ass if it came down to it.
I would feel bad about it, though.
I wouldn't.
Later, he would. Not at the time.
Triplett would feel bad about it at the time.
Okay, so official details on Autobot Squeaks production info and images of The Last Knight toy. This is the RC version, right? Yeah, 80 bucks. It's nice. I like it. Is this a render? This has to be a render.
There is some video of the there is a video possibly in that story or the other one I posted, T-Formers, actually showing the prototype moving around.
It looks nice for Squeaks.
It's $80.
Yeah.
It's handy that they introduce a character in this movie that is incapable of transforming, so they can make a little, like, you know, virtually 1-to-1 scale remote control version of it.
No, I thought he transforms into that boombox.
What?
I thought he transforms into that boombox.
Oh, that's Frenzy from the first movie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure what looks like a boombox is the remote control for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can see the directional arrows on it.
So we don't think this thing's going to transform at all.
Probably. Oh, that's specifically a story that they have talked about with Squeaks that he cannot transform yet.
I like how someone said, I think it was Nick, says basically that this looks like a K-Bob.
T-Bob.
T-Bob, I'm sorry.
I want to fix it like this.
Yeah, actually, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be awesome.
I don't like the fact that he can't transform because he obviously looks like he's some sort of Vespa. You know, yeah, Vespa.
That left arm is freaking me out now that I'm looking at it.
I mean, it's possible later in the movie his ability to transform will be restored, but like when he's introduced in the movie, as far as I understand, he is in a damaged state. He can't talk. He can't transform.
And then he
Megatron stole his transformation cog.
The girl is trying to fix him, but you know. Easier said than done.
She doesn't have a transformation cog or understand Cybertronian electronics.
So we were talking last week about the different heavenly body names that the Transformers are going by for The Last Knight.
Yeah.
Jupiter is confirmed as Optimus Prime with new photos of the Voyager figure.
Which we were suspecting based on some of those listings that came out. It kind of extrapolated anyway.
Yeah, there you go. If that's what you want, that's what you get. It doesn't look bad.
I think that also cements Mars as being Bumblebee.
I think so, yeah.
What about Sailor Mars?
Yeah.
Never liked her.
Yeah, she's not one of my favorites.
Breaking news! John has found an 18-inch on eBay Hey, Vern, it's Talking Ernest.
Still works.
It still works for yeah. For $48.
Rest in peace, Vern.
Ernest.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what how he would put it, I
yeah.
guess.
Oh yeah, I guess Vern is dead too.
Yeah, I guess so. Who was Vern? Was he like a voice in his head, or was he real?
Here's Vern was never camera. Seen, as far as I know.
Here's yeah. the camera.
Yeah. Vern was us.
Yeah, Vern was us.
We
are Vern. All Vern.
Yeah.
Man, how profound.
I know.
I finally understand what Ernest was about. It was about me.
Yeah, that's me all along.
Me.
Transformers Last Night, Premium Series, Shadow Spark Optimus Prime, in-hand photos. And actually, it looks pretty good. It's nice actually seeing what it really looks like in real life. And I like the detailing on the paint there, I guess. But it is the premium figure. Well, what did we figure out this was going to cost? Well, there was a price.
Too much.
Yeah.
$70, $80, somewhere in there.
Yeah. I think 70.
Yeah.
Okay, not worth it.
Because I thought it sounded unusually low for a platinum figure.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So, three things to know about MPM3 Bumblebee Masterpiece Transformers figure. What are the three things we need to know? It's
one. I don't. It's too expensive. It's too expensive.
Two, I'm not going to buy it.
They labeled it as a masterpiece. I'm going to buy it, even though it's a Bumblebee.
I would say it's more of a masterpiece than MPMs 1 and 2, which, again, were just like premium deco leader class toys.
Yeah.
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 This is actually newly designed for this purpose, so I'm going to give this a little bit more credit as a calling it a masterpiece.
I do like it. I do like it.
I'm going to be interested to see the actual size on it.
Yeah.
Because that's really going to kind of make my decision. I mean, if he's not much bigger than a deluxe, I may skip him.
I mean, at a minimum, I suspect he would be like Autobot car size, but probably bigger than that.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, though. If you've got the Human Alliance Bumblebee, do you really need this?
Well, this is more detailed and accurate to the movie model, so it really just depends how into movie Bumblebee
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, what you want.
Oh, okay.
I totally understand your point, too, because the Human Alliance, the big Human Alliance one is also a large, detailed representation of Bumblebee, and is far from the last such thing. I mean, you know, just depending on what you want, there are various options to pursue. This is probably going to be the fanciest one.
I mean, I have a bunch of large Bumblebees. What was that one? It was like $100 back then.
Battle Ops or something?
It had the lights and everything, and lights and sounds and
I know what you're thinking of, the Camaro you bought.
No, that one was a little bit more than $100.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been a bunch of Bumblebees released that you could consider almost masterpiece.
The first one was called the Ultimate Bumblebee, was the first one, I think.
That may be the one I got. It was like $100 at that time, but it was like this big. So
yeah, I want to say
appearance at Walmart for like 40,
and I want to say they like recycled it for the next movie down. They made some subtle changes.
Battle Ops then, because there was definitely a Battle Ops Bumblebee for one of the movies, which was big gimmick platform toy.
Yeah.
Let's see. I would be much more inclined to get this if like MPM 4 was Barricade.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Let's see what else we got going on. Transformers Last Night Toy Line Streets in April, according to UK Toy Release List. So, assuming basically the same here, would only make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect that, the UK or another region would get the toys in any way substantially faster than anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, they did get Prime when Prime was going with the first iteration of toys, the better iteration of toys. They did
the first edition?
Yeah, they got first edition. What?
Okay, the movie toys are always specifically street dated, so every retailer launches them at the same time. The UK does get some stuff normally before us. We get stuff before them. Hong Kong gets stuff before everybody.
But this is actually important.
Yeah, this is enforced street or theoretically enforced street dates. The launches should be as close to simultaneous as is possible to manage.
Okay. Yeah,
I remember with Age of Extinction, places like Robot Kingdom specifically were adhering to, we're not going to ship the stuff before such and such date. You can pre-order them whenever you want to, though, but they're not going to ship before such and such date.
Yeah. Well, I remember going to a Target when the 07 movie came out, and literally the day of release, their 8-foot section was empty, and I had to tell them, guys, the stuff's redated for today. They said, really? We thought it was next week. I said, no, and I would like to buy some of it. So I'm waiting there, and they're bringing out all the 07 stuff on carts, and I'm just going through it as they're bringing it out.
So in the chat, Bill Barclay has said that UK never got first edition. Are you thinking of Canada, Don? Canada got first edition.
I thought Don might be thinking of the Voyager Megatron, which did show up in the UK before anywhere else, before there was even solicitations or leaks or anything to tell us it existed.
Maybe that's what I was saying.
Voyager Megatron from the movie?
From Prime.
Okay, I don't remember.
The what they were calling the Powerizer line.
Electronic
weapon accessories.
Drawing a blank on it.
In any case, a Voyager Megatron came out in the Prime line. Nobody knew that was a thing that was going to exist until someone actually found it in a store in the UK one day. And then, you know, everybody flipped out because that can't happen anymore because internet.
Yeah.
My favorite memory of the first Transformers movie line was after the movie actually came out, like a week later, you could go to any store and the entire selection of it was cleared out, sold, gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Transformers last night, first in-store shelf label found with a price increase.
Yeah. Yeah, Target.
Must be Toys R Us.
No, that's Target. They're going to be selling Voyagers for $30. That's probably just going to apply to the movie figures and not necessarily signal an increase in Generations pricing also.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Well, if you think about it, they're kind of, right now the Voyagers are kind of close to the deluxes when you're selling a deluxe for, you know, $17.99 and, you know, the Voyagers $19.99.
The current normal price for Voyagers is $24.99.
Yeah.
So this is a $5 increase $5 increase compared to the current SRP. You might find some places that still sell Voyagers for $20, but most all like physical store locations are up to $25 at this point.
Okay.
But otherwise, I mean, you are totally right. There would not be that much difference between a $17 deluxe and a $20 Voyager, which was a problem Kmart was having during Transformers Prime, when for whatever reason they decided they were going to start selling deluxes for $18 while the Voyagers were still not $20. Selling them. Well, yes, they decided they were going to price their deluxes at $18. I should have been more specific there. Thank you, Rob.
Well, I mean, like Toys R Us right now is $19.99 for deluxes, and you know,
and the last wave of Combiner Wars that Toys R Us got in the Wheeljack and all that was not uncommon to find those for $23 for no discernible reason.
Yeah.
So I think my favorite story of the whole week though is High Fashion Transformers Hit the Runway.
I was pacing it in, I knew, okay, Kilby's going to love talking about this.
The Machino at Fall Fashion Show in Milan. So basically, a designer took the box art for Transformers and put the fabric. Basically, I guess they went to Walmart or to Joanne and bought all the fabric they had there with the Transformers on it and made dresses or suits. They're pretty awesome. I would wear the heck out of those. It is kind of.
I don't think you could pull off a dress like that, Kilby.
No, I don't. Actually, I should be showing this. So it's kind of funny that this made a return here. It made a return in that really weird art that they were selling at what's the place? The place that's closed
Hobby
on
Lobby?
Hobby Lobby. It's weird that this stuff is coming back in strange forms. But like this shirt here, I could totally pull that off at work. That would be totally work appropriate.
The guy looks like he wants to kill himself.
Yeah, this guy doesn't look like he wants to kill himself.
That's what models look like, diecast.
He's like, please don't make me wear this.
Like, that's
what models look like, diecast.
He's like, I don't even know what this
is. Don't make me wear this. Let me have a sandwich. I'm hungry.
He's like, is this like Beast Wars? It's probably more his. Or is this,
year was the box art? Was it 84 or 85?
85, I think. 85, it looks like.
I see Ultra Magnus.
86. Is that Skylings? No, it's not Skylings.
So see, they could have gone the easy route with 84, but they went mid to late 80s. Well, late 80s to show you that they're true fans.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
So I've got a great concept for apparel based on G1 packaging. So the front is, it's the, you know, like the red, the black gradient with the grid pattern like maybe go halfway down the torso, and just like, you know, where you on a polo shirt you'd have the little insignia. It's just a little Transformers package logo stitched on, but on the back you have one of those you know, whichever year's battle mural just over the whole back of the shirt. Be perfect. Yeah. I should be a fashion designer.
You should be. Hey, let's see here. Speaking of
everything
fashion,
would be orange.
Speaking of fashion, you can buy all your clothes at Amazon. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon and do all your shopping. It'll help us out because Amazon will send it back just a little bit to help us pay for the show. Like, seriously, if you're not doing that, it's like you're stealing money from us. Plus, you're using Amazon anyway. And it literally takes a second. Just go to tfradio.net/Amazon and bookmark that, and it's good forever. That will always work. Always. Always. And, yeah, I mean, seriously, that's how we pay for the show. It's how we do all the cool things that we do, all the video stuff, all the hardware. It's because of you. Thank you for using it.
Yeah, it's how we've afforded all this equipment to make us sound so much better.
Yeah. So tfradio.net/Amazon, or go to tfradio.net and click on the Amazon link. For example, this week, it looks like Lyokaiser is still about $80, like $81. So if you have skipped it, get it, because he's awesome. It's at tfradio.net/Lyokaiser. If you can't spell that, it's L-I-O-K-I-S-E-R.
Lyokaiser. I keep thinking about picking this guy up, and I'm like, I really don't need him,
yes,
but
you do.
He does look cool.
What? Yes, you do.
Hey,
well, Diecast, you could right now go to tfradio.net/Lyokaiser and buy one for about $80. Or, you know, if you don't want to put in that much money to it, I would kind of suspect that it will probably end up in places like Ross over the summer.
That's true, too. But
given that there seems to be a ton of them.
But you get like toilet paper, toothpaste, deodorant. Everybody needs
Kendrick
deodorant.
Remakes.
So we're going to be at Jolanta in March. March 10th, 11th, and 12th. If you're going to be there, make sure you buy your deodorant from Amazon and apply it before you get up or out each morning. It's really important.
Yeah, don't apply it before you get up because you could end up like getting it under your bed.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of unpleasant.
I say that all smarmy, but like, back in the day, that was really a problem. It's not much of a problem anymore.
I'm glad to see that the social niceties of the average convention goer have improved so much
dramatically. But oh my god, back in the day, going to a convention, especially during summer, was so awful. Don, don't you remember those days?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you have to, Don. You were in the dealer room all the time, elbow to elbow with all those people.
Yep.
That must have burned an indelible impression into your memory, because the memory of smell is one of the like strongest triggers of memory.
Yeah,
I think my nasal cavity was just basically was burned out, so it really.
I can understand how that would dissolve the you know, sensitive nerves and such in there that allow you to retain complex smells.
Yeah, actually, though, while we're talking about Jolanta, that's going to be March 10th, 11th, 12th in Atlanta, Georgia. There is a Transformers track called Jolanta, which will be there all weekend. We're going to have our own space. There are going to be other people there, too, like Crazy Steve. And there will be other panels, but we're going to have at least a couple panels. I'll be doing my normal annual panel with Dusty and Rob Springer. What we'll do is people going aren't always necessarily the hardcore fans. So one thing that we are going to do this year is we're going to do a toy reveal panel. So it'll be just a couple weeks after Toy Fair. About 3 weeks, so it will be able to go through all the new toys that are coming out for the year, which I'm really excited about. We'll have a projector, we'll have a screen, we'll be able to cover all of that stuff. It's going to be cool. A lot of fun, yeah. Rob, Dusty and I are going to be talking about a history of the Transformers movies, the Bay movies, and I mean, I'm looking forward to doing that, but there's going to be a Donanomics panel. That's going to be awesome.
No, there's not. No.
Yes.
No. Rob Springer himself has spoken up on this and confirmed that there is a Donanomics panel at Jolanta this year.
Rob Springer.
And if anybody should know, it would be him. So you can't really argue with the authority on this subject, Don.
Well, I'm going to argue with the authority on the subject because I would be the one giving the damn panel, and I know there's not going to be one.
No, we'll just have Rob Springer give it.
Don, I'll be up there with you. I'll be up there with you. It'll be good. It'll be good.
Don, if you don't do it yourself, Rob Springer's going to put on his voice, and he's going to get up there and do it in your name.
Derek Yandy, do I have a panel?
Maybe I can buried by Supreme Cheetors by the time it gets here.
Don, it'll be awesome. You'll love it. It'll be great. I think
once there is a new official Transformers convention, we need to do another grassroots thing and organize the Supreme Cheetor parachute drop.
Oh God, that would be great. But minus
okay,
parachutes.
But at least it would destroy a lot of Supreme Cheetors.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say this. Parachuting Supreme Cheetors reminds me of the episode of WKRP, the Thanksgiving episode, where they push the live turkeys out of the helicopter and they say, "As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. They have wings, but they don't ever use them." So I'm imagining people being just killed left and right by plummeting Supreme Cheetors.
That's terrible.
The claw thing going off and stabbing people in the back and, all of them roaring at once as they fall to the ground and people are screaming and covering their head. Oh, God.
So a couple things. That'll be great. A couple other things there that I'm looking forward to. Crazy Steve is going to have a panel on Transformers ads from the 80s and 90s, which will be interesting as heck. So if you've never gone to Crazy Steve's website, and I'll link to it, his blog, he goes in and he's done tremendous amounts of research into microfiche and has pulled out Transformers advertisements, articles and everything from newspapers from the last, three decades. And it's awesome.
Sounds really cool.
And Dusty is working for Toy Hacks and he will be showing off at least his component of how to design repro labels, which that'll be cool. There'll be a panel on that potentially. It's what it's looking like. Dusty, if that changes, I'm sorry. It'll be a blast. And that is, again, March 10th, 11th, 12th. And as long as we're plugging stuff coming up, it's less than a month to Toy Fair. So yes. It's our favorite day all year.
I think it's almost
it's a Saturday.
A month to Toy Fair.
It's a Saturday, yeah.
It is exactly 1 month. I think it's the 18th this year.
No.
The all-important Saturday.
I thought it's the weekend before that.
No, it is not.
I can't see. Change some plans real quick.
No, it'll still work.
It's February 18th through 21st.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's after. That's even better.
Okay.
It is. But yes, as we record right now, it is exactly 1 month until our big Toy Fair Super Show,
which we do every year. It's our favorite time all year.
Toy Nerd Super Bowl.
Toy Nerd Super Bowl.
And yeah. I get to go and be there live.
It's great. And we stream usually all day.
I bring snacks.
Yeah, a lot of pre-show leading up, and we analyze, we speculate, then we analyze, and it's our favorite time of the year. Speaking of, I need
to. You know the best thing of all?
What?
This year we're going into it without months of leaks ruining everything.
I know, right?
This is gonna be the best Toy Fair since last year.
Yeah, so far, don't get cocky yet.
Well, somebody's gonna work major overtime to ruin as much of Toy Fair as ruined last year with the amount of time that's left.
Don't tempt them.
And if you do, we're going to send Rob Springer after you. And trust me, you won't like Rob Springer when he's angry.
Nope. So we'll be streaming all day Saturday the 18th. And we'll also be streaming part of the day on Sunday the 19th. That's usually much shorter.
That's when we talk about all the non-Transformers things that we've learned since finishing the Transformers things.
Yeah. It'll be great. And please join us. It'll be so awesome. Okay. Let's see here. Third-party news real quick. We only have one item. Mastermind Creations Carnifex Continuum Upgrade Kit. This is awesome. It's basically you get Mega and Giga in the panels that covers the combining piece or the Godmaster gimmick port. You get new guns and everything. It makes Carnifex into
a slightly more toy-styled head.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, true. That as well. It looks great. I was really pleased to see this.
What, like that?
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's made me tempted to get it just to have another version of Overlord, because as we said before, this is basically now my Overlord because it has connections to Master Force, whereas the IDW version just didn't.
Well, one thing it's lacking, Don, though, is thousands of zombie humans.
That'll be a later on. Never mind. I'm not going to say.
No, that would be accessories that come with the Devil Z add-on.
Oh yeah, good point. Okay.
Well, I do like to. I am now tempted to get Carnifex just in that add-on.
So. I've only heard good things.
I'm really glad that Mastermind is putting this out there for the people who this is important to. At this point, though, I still think I'm going to stick with the Hasbro one for my Overlord needs.
Yeah.
So,
because like Matt has been saying all along, Hasbro's finally doing this for us. I'm going to support it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been begging for years.
Yeah.
So, do we know if they've secured the Overlord name in toy form?
We don't really. But given all the other stuff they've done, if it's not just going to be Overlord, it will be something, you know, probably much closer than Power Master Gigatron, like the PVC one was at Walgreens.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we'll find out in about a month.
Yep.
We'll be Decepticon Overlord.
I would live with that.
Okay, so the thing with this, I mean, that is a possibility if the problem with using Overlord is that it is too common a word to directly claim a trademark on. If someone else is using Overlord as their toy trademark already, adding a modifier in front of it will not fix the problem.
What
if so things like why we get Sergeant Cup is because Cup, even spelled with a K, is still just the word Cup. It's close enough where it's like you can't really legally defend that if somebody else decides to make a robot and call it a Cup. Now, the odds of someone doing that are kind of low, but it's just the way the trademark
law works. The odds of doing that are kind of low when we have 75 Springers coming out.
But none of them are called Springer. That's the important thing.
But they could.
I wonder if they couldn't use Overlord with a modifier if someone else is using it, could they use Overlord as a modifier? Could it be named Overlord Gigatron?
Oh, that'd be neat.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that would work. Because Overlord is a common word, and as long as they're not trying to trademark that by itself, if it is just a modifier for something else, as a compound word, it could still potentially work.
Yes, great idea, because Rob. it would be his title instead of his name.
Yes.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay. Rob, good thinking. And so tell us what's going on in the network on TVMers this week.
Okay. Got some excerpts from an interesting little article that ran on The Guardian earlier this week. How We Made Transformers. It's just some short reminiscences by Bob Budiansky and also Bryce Malick, who was the TV series story editor. And a couple interesting little factoids in there. The folks at Transformers at the Moon have released another audio tape from G1. This time it is Fire in the Sky with more people saying Jetfire as opposed to Skyfire.
Interesting.
I've got my review. I've been enjoying those tapes. They've been a highlight of things for me. I'm sorry, Diecast, what were you saying?
I was going to say we all kind of knew it was Jetfire. They just couldn't use the name, right? So that's why they changed it to Skyfire?
Pretty much. As I understand,
there's all kinds of weirdness with that.
Yeah, but it's just kind of interesting. They got as far as recording the dialogue still using the name Jetfire.
Yeah.
We've also got my review of Legends Bumblebee that went up yesterday, I think. Kickback is still coming, and then the Wave 3 Legends will be complete.
How did you like Bumblebee? Not to interrupt you, but I'm curious because I really thought the engineering was good for a Legends figure.
It's kind of handicapped in that it's, you know, Classics Bumblebee is still one of my favorite toys, so that's hard for me to get around. But yeah, I think it's engineered pretty well. It has some failings. Just the amount of car on those shoulders is a little bit much for me. But other than that, I think it's fairly decent, and I'm going to be perfectly happy getting it again as Chase if I get a hold of that. So
I'll be happy getting the mold just as Chase, I think.
Fair enough. But my real hope is that we get a similar but not matching Cliff Jumper. I would like them to again be, you know, similar in design but not the same model of car. That would be nice.
What I'd like is if they could find a way to make it where, like, the back of Bumblebee becomes the chest for the theoretical Cliff Jumper.
That'd be neat.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Sure. We've also got the packaging for Magna Convoy. The kind of neat but mostly boring eHobby exclusive version of Classics Optimus Prime. And damn if that ain't a Master Grade Gundam model box.
Yeah, it's got the pose, doesn't it?
It's got the pose, it's got the name running up the, it's got the Transformers logo running up the left side where the mobile suit's name would be. Yeah, it's Master Grade packaging, totally. We've got a render for an Imaginarium statue of Grimlock and Wheelie fighting Shark Cons, and that is a really kind of nice design. I like that.
Like, I'm not a statue guy at all, but I dig this.
Yeah, this is really neat. I like it.
I probably will still not own it, but if I was ever going to own a Transformer, like an official Transformers statue product, this would probably be what it would end up being.
Yes. Yeah, it's really nice. Lastly, we have got someone actually translated the magazine article about MP36 Megatron, and we have got the full translation complete with design notes up on T-Formers.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, actually, I just literally just finally clicked that link for that statue, and it is nice. And that Mega Convoy packaging is so Gundam.
It is.
Sorry, I was looking at marveling at John is still sharing all these links in the Skype chat. And we were looking at the 1992 JCPenney wish book. And I'm like, oh my God, I need this stuff. The Turbo Express catalog. Ooh.
There's a famous, or I wouldn't say famous, but it was like the standard stock photo of the Turbo Express that they would use in every advertisement and every catalog listing. And it drove me nuts as a kid because the stock photo has the hand model holding the Turbo Express like they're playing it. But they clearly don't know what a directional pad is or how to use it.
Are they
they're trying to turn it like a dial. Stock
photo. Awesome. Oh, I think I remember that.
That's wonderful.
This is exactly like an Etch-A-Sketch, right?
Yeah. That is wonderful. Okay, so let's see here. On the network this week, we have a new episode of Superhero Time Presents, that one episode of Star Trek. What episode did you do?
This is the animated series episodes.
Oh,
we didn't actually record one this week because we had problems.
Oh.
It's okay. Don't worry. We'll be doing the same Voyager episode we failed to this week next week, so nobody's missing out.
Let's see here. There's a new episode of Being Awesome with Rob Springer titled, I give the titles now, On the Road to Botlanta, which is...
Wait, why do you give the titles now? What did Rob do?
Well, so for right now, next week he is going to start titling the stuff. So I've been going back and moving our content from one platform to the other for a reason. And like all of the recent shows from like the last year or two, I'm going in giving episode titles to. So like I'm just doing it for new stuff as well as it comes in. So next week he'll start titling his stuff again. So,
okay.
But yeah, On the Road to Botlanta. And also, an episode of Take Four Wrestling, which I'll be posting probably tonight after RFC, which is about a Madison Square Garden house show from October 1991, featuring Ric Flair versus Rowdy Roddy Piper. A really good match. We're talking about that. And so please make sure you're following us on Twitter at TF Radio and on Instagram at TF Podcast. We will be this year putting our Toy Fair stuff on Instagram. It'll be on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter simultaneously, which will be awesome.
We hope.
Yeah, it should be. All the tests work so far. So, we have a lot of Twitter followers, and we thank you. But I would consider maybe at some point moving to Instagram because Twitter is going to die soon, or soon-ish. Twitter's on its last legs, I feel. And Instagram is like 10 times bigger, so at TF Podcast, you know you want to. And you can follow me personally at B Kilby on Twitter and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. And that's about it. Chris is on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. Tomorrow's his birthday. Tweet him a happy birthday. Thursday.
There's still a link to my Amazon wish list on my Twitter page, twitter.com/ChrisRTXV.
You pinned that as your top tweet.
Yeah, I'm going to remove it after my birthday, but...
Which is...
It's not too late to buy him a Lyokaiser.
That's true.
Or an 8 gigabyte RAM strip for my computer, or you know, other completely practical things like MegaBlocks.
A case.
No,
of
but seriously, thank you to everybody who has bought from my wish list for me so far. You guys are all awesome.
Yeah, we love you. Don, how do we get a hold of you?
You can reach me at HMRC, the number 4 EBR, or After Joe Lena, your nearest loony bin. So there'll be that.
And don't forget, you can mention every week you're also on the Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure podcast.
Yep. Right, I am. I can be reached with a hashtag, TFYLP, or at TFYLP on Twitter as well. You can also reach us on our Facebook page.
Matt?
I am on Twitter at Melvar. That's with 3 L's and 2 R's and nowhere else.
Diecast.
You sound less down about that than most weeks.
I'm on YouTube at RFC Reviews. Make sure you check out my Fans Toys Sovereign review that just went up yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. And also on Twitter at Diecast2.
Rob.
So is there a Diecast 1 by chance? Or I've never looked for that before.
Probably.
Probably.
I mean, somebody
tweet it and find out.
Yeah, somebody owns Diecast at least.
No one owns Diecast. He belongs to the people.
No, at this point, Taobao owns Diecast.
The Chinese government owns Diecast. Rob.
Yes, he belongs to the People's Republic of China. I am on Twitter at RAC2750. I am on YouTube at Flailthroughs, and you can see both XV and my video reviews of Transformers on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Awesome. And John?
I'm that John D on Twitter. It's two T's, one J.
Nice. How do we find you on Street Fighter V?
What?
That John D.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, look me up on PS4. Come at me, bro.
Yeah. don't forget Toy Fair. We'll be doing our annual live stream. Probably starting at noon Eastern time, like normal, on Saturday, February 18th again. We'll be at Joe Lanta March 10th, which is a Friday, 11th and 12th over the weekend. We'll have panels there. Come see us. We always love meeting listeners, and it'll be great. I genuinely enjoy that convention. And it's in a super convenient location, so definitely do that. And also, if you are listening to the podcast, consider watching us on your Roku if you have one. Go to tfradio.net/Roku to add the channel to your Roku channel library. Well, guys, thank you for being here. We will see all of you listeners next week. Make sure to download, subscribe, and all that stuff because, you want to come back. We want you to come back. We do it for you.
We hope you want to come back.
We hope you want to come back. Like, if nobody was listening, I wouldn't do it. Unlike, who was it? Zob? Was it Zobivore who used to record himself talking? And he would just record himself talking about Transformers? Huh. It was somebody. Maybe it was John. Maybe it was Rob Springer. I don't remember. But one of our friends.
Isn't that Rob's show?
No, people listen to Rob's show.
I see.
Yeah, no. One of our friends.
Rob's show has a big following on Facebook from everything I've ever heard.
Yeah, it does.
Wait, you mean Zob would record it but not publish it?
No. He would record it on audio cassette back in like the 80s and 90s and talking about Transformers. For no one but himself. Zob was dedicated. I'm pretty sure it was Zob. But that's not what we do. We want you to listen or watch. We'll see you later. Bye.
All right, buddy.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.